Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:07 Time Check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greg Cassidy is in the house with me. Chilly temperatures as you leave the home, by Florida standards, but still, be prepared for that. Thanks for tuning in. Special guest right now joining us, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek. Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
We're doing great, Bob, in Marion County. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. Look, there was a summit last week, and had to do with horse farms forever and stuff like that. People are still very concerned about toll roads and other things. Where are you at in the process in Marion County? And some people have the feeling it's going to be shoved down their throats no matter what. When I say that, I mean like toll roads coming through their area.
Yeah, so actually it was great. It was the summit. We had the secretary from the Florida Department of Transportation here, and he really talked about a different type of process that he wants to engage in. First of all, he wants to really get I-75 working the way he envisions it across the state, more technology being implemented in that process, in certain areas like in Marion County, some expansion also, the on-ramps and off-ramps being better utilized. We certainly have a pretty big project, about a $10 million project on 484, where if you drive that area, you know how badly that's needed. And we also have an upcoming project in a few future years of a flyover down there to really try to move traffic around, especially as we bring, more logistics companies and things to that area. So I think it was a great conversation. And then he also, showed some examples of things like the Wekiva Highway, Wekiva Parkway down south, that really worked with the community to put a road in to satisfy both the transportation and the environmental process.
Well, that's good news if you can address both of those issues. But obviously, as you know, people are concerned about it. We're going to have a special guest. Director of Conservation Strategies is going to come on the show in about a half hour, and she's going to address some of these issues as well. So it'll be an ongoing thing, as you know, for the distant future, I would imagine. Let's switch gears a little bit. You had a shooting death of a teenager, 16 years old, Kenneth Carr Jr. Where are we at in terms of that? I know you can't tell everything about the investigation, but where are we at on that?
Yeah, so I just wanted to give folks and just let people know that we're, of course, just so saddened by the discovery of this teenage boy that was found at the campground cemetery in Reddick last week. The sheriff's deputies are continuing to investigate, of course, the death of Kenneth Carr Jr. He was 16 years old. I mean, what a sad state. And to see this happen in our community just is heartbreaking. The authorities are continuing to, report and work with the family and do the investigation. And we just want to remind parents, hey, stay involved, know where your kids are at. Try to do the very best you can to engage with your children so, less and less of these unfortunate situations will happen in the future. But if you have any tips to help us as well, please, go to Crime Stoppers or Detective Joe Miller is working the case. His number is 352-369-6806. Please help us to continue to solve these crimes and to make sure that we take care of our kids.
There's no more information in terms of could it have been possibly self-inflicted or not, or ballistics, gun involved. I know a lot of times they don't like to release this info. I'm just wondering if there is any more.
Yeah, they just haven't released anything as of this time, Bob. As soon as I know, I'll let you know.
No, and I think most people understand that. I guess just some people are concerned about their kids. Could their child be, a victim or something like that? And I know that there is more information at marionf.org. Is that correct?
Yes, you can always check that out and get more information about just safety tips and those things that we put out there all the time.
So we live in a great state, the Sunshine State. The bad news is everybody else around America is finding out about it, and they're moving here. And we all have to deal with it. We'd like to think, oh, well, we're the last ones, and now we can close. Now it doesn't work that way. And you got folks that are concerned about, you know, well, the Chamber of Commerce and all the economic things that go into a sound community. So tell me where we're at as the population of Marion County continues to grow.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, our folks over there at the Chamber, we call it the Chamber and Economic Partnership. You know, they gave us a report here this last Tuesday. So cool that, unfortunately, we did have this crime that we just talked about, but we are among the 10 safest places to live in the United States. We continue to grow. We see all these incredible things happening. We've had tremendous investment in our community through the business community and bringing companies and jobs here. We've had the creation or announcement over the last 10 years of over 11,000 jobs through the CEP. So that's a great partnership that we've had. But, you know, as you look at these growth numbers, you know, they're a little bit shocking sometimes, even when I look at them and we see that our population is, you know, about 386,000, but we're projected to grow to about 400,000 by 2023. And even more in the outer years because, you know, the great job that our governor does and our state does, and we just continue to work with that growth. And I want people to know that we continue to work on our land development code and where development will go to really try to strike that balance between being the horse capital of the world and protecting our springs, but also having the right amount of growth for jobs and infrastructure. And so we have about 50% of our community already set in some kind of conservation, whether that's the Ocala National Forest or the horse farm protection area. And so we continue to work on those things. So trying to make our community the best with the first-class infrastructure and trying to find that balance, Bob.
Yeah, that's the big struggle with Florida. It's a great place to live, but how do you keep it being a great place? So one of those things is, you know, how clean is the area? When we were little kids, they had great campaigns that taught us about litter, don't be a litter bug and all that. Unfortunately, we're kind of back where folks aren't paying as much attention. What are you guys doing about it in Marion County?
Yeah, so Tuesday as well, we kicked off officially our litter campaign. We had talked on your show over the last, you know, probably 6 months about the committee and it going through the research and doing all those things and putting together a real marketing campaign as well as engaging in our community. And we really did that. The anti-litter campaign was derived from the Litter Task Force, kicked off by our now chairman, Craig Curry. And the purpose of this is to enlist the entire community in an effort to eradicate litter. We signed the litter pledge that we wouldn't, of course, litter. And we have a bunch of highlights. And if you want to check out some more information, of course, we have a highlight on our website. And we're continuing to make sure that we have these pledges signed and getting all of our folks involved in understanding what it is. And the logo is a little horse, and you see it. We're not horsing around, and we'll have more garbage cans out and more things going on. And even at our recycling centers, we'll have more and more information as this campaign gets kicked off.
Wow, that sounds good. Yeah, and a lot of areas have, you know, they have that same challenge too. So we're glad that you're aggressively going after it. We always look forward to this event, Light Up Ocala. Is it really this weekend?
It is already this weekend.
Oh, my.
Can you believe it that Saturday, November 19th, this will make the 38th anniversary of Light Up Ocala. There's over 100 vendors, crafts, art. Everybody knows the whole deal. Downtown will be absolutely packed with lots of folks, lots of vendors. If you miss this, you'll miss one of the best events of the year, no doubt.
Yeah, and the attitude of everybody there, the vendors and the people, and it's so upbeat. It's like, okay, like, you know, here comes Christmas, and everybody starts to really get excited. No, it's good.
It is fun.
All right, and I know you had some tips on the whole thing with Thanksgiving, but we're starting to run out of time. Basically, if you're going to do a deep fry on a turkey, really pay attention and follow the directions because, unfortunately, we get a house burned down every year in the area.
Yep.
So we appreciate it, Carl, and I hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too, Bob. Happy Thanksgiving. It continues to make our community great. We appreciate it, buddy. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.